Catholic Radio Indy now presents Faith in Action, a program that looks at how everyday people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Our program is underwritten in part by Franciscan St. Francis Health, providing faith-based integrated health care, a recipient of HealthGrade's 2015 America's 100 Best Hospitals Award, and by Marian University, a great Catholic university dedicated to providing students with excellence in teaching and learning in the Franciscan and liberal arts tradition, preparing transformative leaders for service to the world. And now, here's today's edition of Faith in Action. This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is MJ Crowder.
Jim Ganley.
Boy, I'm starting to get used to 2018.
You are?
Yeah.
I've messed up a couple times.
Usually January, I pay real close attention to it. And by February, everything's got a 7 again, and I'm crossing it off and making it an 8. At least, you know, I never thought about that till right now. 7s are pretty easy to make into 8s.
That's true. Oh, that's true. So someone might never know that you done that. That's right. No, I did pretty well last year, actually, until about August. And I remember writing like 2016 on... like in August.
Yeah, it was
like,
now and then I don't know why I wrote it that way.
Yeah, crazy. But
just did.
Yeah,
hard to remind people again, kind of a relatively new way to help support Catholic Radio is through the Kroger Community Rewards Program. Now, we're not saying you should shop at Kroger. We don't want to say, you know, one store is any better than the next one. But if you shop at Kroger, you probably already are using one of the little Kroger reward cards or Kroger value cards, whatever they call it there. And if you register that card with Kroger and tell them that Catholic Radio is the charity that you want to support, then every time you shop, you don't have to think about it. You don't have to say or do anything. When you go to the store, pay, show them your card, which you always do to get the discounts, and Catholic Radio will end up with about 1% of whatever you spend.
You know, when you think about it, I can't go into Kroger's without spending $100.
Yeah,
I mean, I always tell them they have the most expensive milk in town because it's $100 a gallon. But, I mean, you think about it.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm sure everyone's pretty much the same way, $100
a week.
There's
probably families that wish they could get out for $100 a week.
Yeah, well, I'm on the other end. I had big bills back in the day when all the five were at home. But
the way you register your card is... the easiest way is to go to CatholicRadioIndy.org. Right on the front page, you'll see a Kroger logo and a little button you can click, and that'll take you right to the Kroger site. And all you do is register your card. That's it. You've already got the card. The card's already got a number on the back of it. So you go to the website, and it's going to ask you what the number is on the back of your card, and it's going to ask you what charity you want to support. And if you put in Catholic Radio Indy, that's all, Catholic Radio Indy, then wherever you shop at Kroger, whenever you shop at Kroger, for most anything, and I say most anything, the usual, you know, alcohol, cigarettes, tobacco, they don't count in gift cards and a few things, but every can of beans, every loaf of bread, every, you know, 99% of the stuff in Kroger all will benefit Catholic Radio, so...
You know, one more little tidbit is the letters are going out. I think pretty much have gone out. Most of them have gone out. The tax letters, which means if you gave a donation to Catholic Radio last year, I think by law it's anything over $250, we have to send a statement. And I think we're sticking pretty close to that this year. So if you did donate over $250 and you didn't get a letter, sometimes happens if your husband gives a donation on his credit card and maybe you gave one on your credit card and the names don't match up exactly, it could happen that we have 120 here and 100 there and that didn't quite, or 200 one place and 200 in another and didn't quite meet the criteria. So if you would like a letter for your taxes, please call us. We're happy to print one off and send it out to you for your taxes. And we'll get that out just as soon as possible. So call us here at the station, 317-870-8400. Happy to send you a tax letter. And I know that most all of them are out in the mail just about now. Our guest today on Faith in Action is David Nolan, and he is the associate director, actually the co-founder of Hope Center Indy. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Well, thank you. It's very awesome to be here today, and I'm just honored.
I'm glad you found us.
Yes, it was a little difficult, but I was able to find you.
We're kind of, for those listeners who haven't been to the station, we're kind of tucked back away off the beaten path, and it requires sometimes a little bit of a detective work to find us. So tell us a little bit about you. Are you married with six kids and you live on the west side of town or what? Tell us.
No, well, I kind of grew up off the beaten path a little bit.
And
then Shelbyville, Indiana.
Shelbyville,
My dad was I grew up as a pastor's son. He was the pastor and founding pastor of Brookville Road Community Church on the east side.
Palestine. So you were pastor's grandson?
Yes. Well, son.
Son. Oh, your dad's a pastor too. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So. Oh dear. See, high expectations for you. You could never get in trouble. Everybody wanted you to get in trouble though, right?
Yeah. Well, there was a little bit of that, you know, you put your pants on two legs at a time type thing.
And you know,
family dinners just look like reciting scripture or whatever people think you do. But you know, it's interesting, you know, growing up because there are those expectations, but luckily, it turned out okay.
You made it the other side.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, when we talk about this, has been in the news a lot, and we have tackled this subject many times in the last probably 5 years. I think the first time we talked about it, and I remember the first time we talked about it, I thought sex trafficking in Indianapolis for pity's sake, and we're still talking about it.
Yep.
So for those people that, because we see it on the news still, you know, when I scheduled this program. A couple months ago, I thought, you know, are we going to be too late? Are we past? But it's still in the news. All the time it's in the news.
Yeah.
So first of all, let's talk about human trafficking. Yeah. What is that exactly?
Well, essentially human trafficking, there's two types of trafficking. There's sex trafficking and there's also labor trafficking. And so sex trafficking essentially is just violence, threats, lies, debt bondage, and other forms of manipulation and coercion to keep it either an adult or a child engaging in sex acts against their will. And then labor trafficking is just the same sort of coercion and manipulation, but for engaging in work and forced labor.
Okay, so if you're talking about against your will, are we talking mostly young children?
It depends. And whatever area throughout the world, I mean, globally it's different wherever you go.
Okay.
So it just depends.
But here in Indianapolis, it just doesn't seem to be fathomable that in the year 2018, we're talking about sex or even human trafficking here in Indianapolis.
Yeah. Well, essentially, Indianapolis is great in the light that it's a central location to a lot of major cities. And so you've got Chicago, you've got Detroit, you've got Louisville, St. Louis, Cleveland, all these other cities that are within a day's drive, right? And so traffickers will oftentimes bounce from city to city depending upon, like, let's say there's a raid in Chicago or Detroit. Well, all the other pimps who or traffickers who don't get caught will flock to another city. And so the problem is it's so lucrative and it's the logistics of it. They just move from town to city, wherever the buyers are, wherever the events are, the concerts. Like the Super Bowl we had here a few years ago, if you remember.
Oh, I heard that was big.
There were a lot of busts. So they also follow, like the Indy 500 is a big event. So they really follow the big events where the buyers are going to be. So
okay, so co-founder of Hope Indy, Hope Center Indy, what motivated you to do what you're doing today?
Yeah,
to get out of bed and do this.
Yeah, so we're pretty young. We've only been in our campus for about a year. But a couple years ago, my dad stumbled across a promo video for the Dream Center. Are you familiar with the Dream Center in LA?
Tell us.
So the Dream Center is kind of an all-in-one as far as doing different ministries, but they are in a humongous hospital in Los Angeles, and they basically, you know, if you have whatever need it is, if you're homeless, they shelter you. If you need food, they give you food. If you need drug rehab, they give you drug. I mean, it's just all across the board, they do it. I mean, if you can think of it, they have a ministry for it. So anyway, this promo video just really struck my dad to the heart, and he just kind of felt like the Holy Spirit was saying, listen, if you want to do something like this, the time's now, you know, you're not getting any younger. And at the time, my dad was about 62 years old. And if we were to back up a little bit before that, I've always kind of wanted to do something with my dad ministry related, and I never really knew what that would entail, but here we are, fast forward a couple of years later.
Amen. Amen. If you're just now tuning in, listeners, our guest today is David Nolan. He is the associate director, actually the co-founder of Hope Center Indy. Okay, so it's been around for about a year.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, do you actually have a physical location?
Yeah.
A building?
Yeah. So we have a 25-acre campus, a 210,000 square feet of building. And yeah, it's we've got a couple barns, greenhouses.
Holy cow, that's big.
Yeah.
That's big. Okay, so there are lots of programs coming out of here. Okay, so first of all, what do you offer? And how do you, we're talking about human trafficking, sex trafficking. We, of course, want to talk about how you get people there. Mm-hmm. Well, what kind of services and skills you provide. So talk
to
us. So
it's a 13-month program, and the first month, the first 30 days is an intake. And so what we do is we try and figure out, you know, who really wants to be here, because it's a volunteer program and it's totally free to them as well. So,
oh my.
Yeah, it's we want to do this so that we put them in the best place to succeed. So, in other words, you know, it's free because we are solely funded by people, donors and businesses and corporations who get behind this mission. They want to see something done about human trafficking. So
this is huge. If you're just now tuning in, David Nolan is our guest today, the co-founder of Hope Center Indy. Okay, so a 13-month program.
Yes.
Now, do these people commute to and from? Do they live on site?
Yeah, they live on site. It's that we have over 84 residential rooms.
Oh my!
So, yes.
This is a huge financial undertaking for somebody.
Yes, that's for sure.
Yeah. We'll get to that, listeners. We're getting to that, and probably the probably the second half of our program. But okay, so 13 months.
Yes.
And voluntarily. So, but do people come? How do you get people through your door?
Yeah. So there's so we focus mainly on just our center and just making sure that we are doing the right thing as far as aftercare wise, and so. What we do is we partner with people who are on the front lines. For one, Light and Darkness is a great ministry. Dr. Carolyn Knight, she goes into the strip clubs. She contacts the women who are listed on Backpage. She does all the just amazing ministry. Her ministry is in over 12 states. There's law enforcement that we're partnering with. There's all sorts of other people who that's what they focus on. They're on the front lines trying to get the girls out of human trafficking.
Oh, I love it. I love it. We need to take a break and we'll be right back.
Besides going to Mass every Sunday, we're all encouraged to spend some time with our Lord each week, to shut out distractions, present our prayers to God, and then just listen. In today's hectic world, that sounds impossible, doesn't it? Well, chances are there's an adoration chapel in a Catholic church not far from where you live, a place where you can spend an hour or just a few minutes in the real presence of our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, in a quiet, peaceful atmosphere where you can really talk to Jesus. And more importantly, He can talk to you. Many chapels are open 24 hours a day. Here are some of the places where you'll find adoration chapels: at Our Lady of Mount Carmel, St. Alphonsus in Zionsville, St. Louis de Montfort in Fishers, and St. Maria Gravetti in Westfield. Why not stop by soon? Jesus is there, and He is waiting to talk to you.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. Our guest today, David Nolan. He is the Associate Director and the co-founder of Hope Center Indy. I do want to talk a little bit about your boutique, because I thought that found that very interesting. But first of all, is the program only for women, and what ages are we talking about?
Yeah, so it's only for women coming out of human trafficking ages 18 to 30. And so to be able to house minors, actually, you have to go through a two-year licensureship through the state of Indiana.
Oh, so it's brutal.
And so we're only a year and a month old. So,
what capacity are you? If you said you've...
Yeah, we don't publicly disclose how many residents we have, but we do have residents, and that's all I can say.
That's
but we do plan to release a statement either next summer or next year sometime about how many we've been able to serve.
Okay.
Now I'm wondering about things you don't disclose.
Yeah.
What about the location of
So we do publicly disclose our location. We do have a security system. We have Homeland Security does all our background checks. We have a security team of made up of either retired police officers, firemen, other law enforcement agencies.
Well, because I'm just imagining these Hollywood movies,
but
let's imagine this, that if there is if you get a woman out of a sex traffic situation, I imagine that the reason she's in that was beyond her control. And so there may be someone who doesn't want her to sure. leave and to go into, you know, the custody of Hope Center.
For a trafficker to come on our campus would be a high risk, mainly because of Homeland Security's presence, mainly because of law enforcement and just all the, and then if they got in the building, how would they know where to go? I mean, it's just, and then the rooms, there's so many locks, there's so many checkpoints that you would have to get through. It would just be virtually impossible.
Do you have trouble getting women to your center?
No. I think that has not been an issue. I mean, there's plenty of people. I've got a list of different people who they place women coming out of human trafficking.
Now, are a lot of churches and pastors aware of your facility? I mean, if someone were to come to their pastor and say, gee, I personally am involved in this, or I know somebody that is, would that pastor know where to find you?
Yeah, so right now we have close to 60 churches who are on board, partnered with us. And that's brought all across the board, whether it's a Catholic church, an evangelical church, or just all across the board. It's just amazing to see the unity in all these churches coming together to support this mission. And that's been really, in just over a year, 60 churches. I mean, I think that is the biggest God miracle we've seen, is just all the people wanting to partner.
Amen.
So our goal is to get to 100, but I think we should set the bar a little higher. So we'll see what happens.
You know, I imagine, David, that there has to be some fear, because a lot of fear stems from the unknown, right?
Yes.
Okay, so if a woman is involved in, let's say she is against her will, not in control of her life and being used as an object, there has to be a little bit of fear trusting you, right? I mean, listen, I trusted this guy and he got me here. I'm supposed to trust you and you're going to take me where?
Yes.
So how do you combat that? What do you have to offer?
Yeah, so there's a lot of ways. And, of course, building trust is that biggest hurdle you have to get over. But I think just being consistent, being, you know, we have residential techs that work directly with the women, and they are trained to be able to really work through those obstacles with them.
Okay, tell us a little bit about skills training and what you have to offer. So,
because
you get women where they are, and they may have no skills. I mean, they obviously maybe they have, you know, the only skill that they've honed really well is the one that they're using, right?
Sure.
So, what do you offer them?
Well, there's a broad range of skills we try to do. Of course, we have a huge network of people and businesses who said, you know, they're biting at the bit to help us in any way they can. And so when it comes to job skills and job trainings, we have an education program that can help them get their diploma if they don't have a diploma. If they want to pursue a college degree, we can help them find the best resources. Our academic dean, Bree Ford, she actually has her master's in education. She has access to so many resources from all sorts of different schools who test and try and figure out, you know, what their tendencies, what they would be best at job-wise. And so we can kind of help them say, hey, here's what you test really good in. This person would do well in this sort of field. And just kind of let them make the choice. We really try and put the ball in their court.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, it sounds like a facility the size that you have would have a large number of people just to operate.
Yes.
I mean, somebody's got to mow the grass and trim the trees. And
are you volunteering, Jim?
Well, that's what I'm
he's wondering. How can you use him?
So, we have a huge volunteer base. And just over a year, we've grown to at least have close to 700 volunteers in our database.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, it's been amazing to see the community grab hold of this mission. Like I said, churches, businesses, just ordinary people.
Well, they recognize the need.
Yeah.
Sure they do. David Nolan, our guest today, is the Associate Director and Co-Founder of Hope Center Indy. Okay, I visited your website.
Yes.
And you have something. In fact, the reason this Faith in Action is even happening is because one of our listeners visited the boutique. And she said, wow, with a capital W-O-W. Tell us about Redefined Hope.
Yeah, so it's basically a nonprofit boutique. It's one of our fundraisers. It's located right in the middle of our lobby. And so everybody who comes through our lobby and in our main entrance, they see the boutique. And oftentimes if I'm meeting with a group of ladies or another woman, I have to go find them shopping in the boutique because they're,
ooh, you know. That sounds dangerous. Sounds dangerous. And I don't have any money left from Christmas.
So it's a great waiting room, I tell people.
Meet me in the boutique. So what kind of things do you sell? What's the deal?
Oh, my goodness. If you can think of it, they sell it.
Like purses, huge. Clothes, shoes, what?
Handbags, clothing items. So it started out, this is really amazing. My sister and her friend actually started it. And so they actually had the vision of just getting donated items just for the residents. And then
so
they
like
realized,
a consignment shop or something like that.
So
okay.
Then they just started selling used items. And sure enough, it just, you know, with all the proceeds coming back to fund the program. And so sure enough, within just a few months, they actually were able to buy new items. So they both have new and used items. And some of these used items, some of these ladies who donated, I mean, I don't think they even wore them. They look more new than some of the new items.
Oh,
it's just really,
goodness.
They still got the tags on them. I mean, it's just really amazing. It's a football field of donated clothes on hangers in our fourth story attic. You should see it. It's just truly remarkable.
And that's called Redefined Hope Boutique.
Yeah, and you can visit the boutique store through our website if you just, it's one of the main tabs. It just
says
boutique.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. So, that's really where it's at. But even that, even just putting that on your website.
And I would encourage anybody to come check it out. It is amazing and it's beautiful.
Okay, where are you located again?
So we're located at 11850 Brookville Road.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I know right where that is. My husband just moved his office there not too long ago. Okay. Yeah. David Nolan, Associate Director, Co-Founder of Hope Center Indy. Okay, we learned a little bit about the boutique volunteer opportunities. Mm-hmm. Now, Jim was talking about that, but you say 700. Someone has to run all these volunteers.
That's correct.
All right, so what kind of opportunities do you have?
So if you can think of it, there's an opportunity for it. I guarantee it. So from painting, from cleaning, from doing outside work, to planting flowers, to, I mean,
everything.
This building, this campus, mechanics, construction workers. Electricians.
You need help.
All across the board. If God has given you a talent, we can use it. I guarantee it.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit more about the program.
Yes.
Because I just think that it is so important. It's such a valuable offering that you have here. And I love that the boutique is called Redefined Hope.
Yes.
I love that the center is called Hope Center. Mm-hmm. Okay, side note, how did you come up with the name?
Yeah,
I love because as Catholics, I don't know if you know this, but as Catholics, our middle name is Hope.
Yeah.
I mean, but really Christian people are asked to be hopeful. Mm-hmm. We are supposed to be joyful, hopeful people.
Amen.
So how'd you come up with the name?
Well, it kind of came from the Dream Center. My dad actually came up with the idea of Hope Center, and I don't know if if the thought just came to him and it just stuck, or if
that's so great.
But like I said, he watched that promo video from the Dream Center and saw just his heartstrings being tugged by the Lord, and just said, you know what, we're gonna give hope.
Amen.
To this area.
Amen.
So.
Okay, so I love it, Hope Center. All right, so tell us a little bit about 13 months.
Yes.
And they learn skills.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so some are life skills, some are like balancing a checkbook, some about operating a washing machine, keeping a house clean, secretarial, data entry. Mm-hmm. I mean, what kind of stuff like that?
Yeah, so right now we have several things going on. We actually had a beauty salon donated to us as well that we're going to have in the main lobby. We have a coffee shop, the boutique. So they're going to have plenty of business opportunities to learn for job skills. So that's one of the things that a lot of human trafficking centers struggle with is job skills training, resources. And so the benefit of the 25-acre campus is to create enough businesses, create enough job opportunities in-house for them before they go out. So whatever that would be, we have a financial literacy program that's kind of partnered with us called Coffee. It's Community Outreach for Financial Education. They're here on the east side. And there's plenty of other people who have networked with us who can, and then Love Inc. I don't know if you're familiar with Jim Peters. They'll help with any job interviews, any, training. You know, there's all sorts of things, just all sorts of people who have come together just willingly and unselfishly.
Well,
just
obviously, this
give,
is something that God wants to flourish, and He's
just
blessing
to see their
it.
Hearts, yeah.
Okay, job placement after the program, because that's huge. That's huge. These women are hopeful that trusting you and really giving their lives. I mean, because they're kind of turning their backs on everything they have known up until that point.
Yeah.
Entering into the center.
Mm-hmm.
trusting for job skills, and so now they you're going to be coming soon on a graduating class, basically.
Sure.
All right. So, what kind of job placement can you offer? Are you working on?
Right. So, like I said, with the all the churches and all the businesses and all the people who have partnered with us, you know, all it takes is us to pick up the phone and say, "Hey, we have this girl. She's doing great in our program. You know, what kind of connections or what kind of job opportunities do you know of?" And it's just word of mouth. And you would not believe the types of responses we get back. "Yes, we would love to take a chance and hire this girl." Or, you know, there's other business women who have come to the center and say, "If you have ladies that are ready to, you know, look for job opportunities, we would love to hire them." Like, it's just the job placement opportunities are finding us. You know, they're coming to us before, you know, we can even get someone to them. So that's been just a blessing. And just, you know, that's the theme. You know, anytime there's a need at the Hope Center, it's like God has done it for us. He's you know, we've essentially put up our sails, and he's just kind of carried us. That's the best imagery I have.
He had to come through big time for you even to have the facility that you have, right?
Yeah, and, well, it was amazing. We negotiated back and forth for this property for 9 months. I mean, it just was truly remarkable. And finally, my dad got a call from one of the lawyer that owned, or the lawyer with the company that owns it, and they said, "Would you be willing to lease it?" And so we said, well, we didn't know it was an option. And so we went back to the drawing board, and he put a proposal together. And he said, "Listen, we'll fix your campus for $10,500 a month. We'll fix it up for capital improvement." And that has been essentially our rent. We fixed the campus up.
That's a win-win.
Because there was needs and there were things we were going to have to fix up anyway.
Sure.
And
sure.
So rather than it to cost us double, which we just said, "Hey, we'll just
sweat
fix it
equity."
Up.
Yeah. That's what they called that back in the day. Sweat
equity. So.
Our guest today, David Nolan. He is the associate director, co-founder of Hope Center Indy, and they also have a Redefined Hope boutique inside.
Yes.
We just have a little under a minute left, actually. I'm going to cede that to you. David, what would you like to offer to our listeners?
Yeah. Well, first off, if you're out there and you want to shop for a great cause, the boutique is just an amazing place. I mean, I can't tell you how many people are just amazed with all the things. It's huge. It's not just a little store. It's probably 5,000 square feet of shopping.
Oh my goodness.
You know, there's just so much
everything
going on
in there.
Yeah, all sorts of clothing items. I mean, every season, and just used items. And two, you know, the volunteer opportunities that are available there. I mean, people just come away so blessed. We talk to volunteers all the time. They want to come back and help more. And that's just one of the most exciting things to see, is just
praise
to see
God.
Their heart. And
praise
so,
God.
What about the website? One more
yeah,
time.
Yeah, so if you go to hopecenterindy.org, you can find out more about the boutique. You can find out more about the campus. You can find out more about how to volunteer all through the website and then support us as well. So.
Okay, David Nolan, God bless you, and thank you so much for being our guest today.
Thank you so much for having me.
You've been listening to Faith in Action, underwritten in part by Marian University and by Franciscan St. Francis Health. If you'd like to suggest a guest or a topic for a future program, call us at 317-870-8400 or email mj@catholicradioindy.org. And remember, you can hear or download this program or any Faith in Action program 24/7 at catholicradioindy.org. Just click on the Programming tab and select Podcasts.